The only way for a Democrat to win is if the Republican Party is fractured. That's how we lost our last statewide race. Jim Rex won superintendent of education because Republicans were fractured on the other side. They're not fractured behind President Trump. The opposition is solid, but his support is too. So it's not in play. I'm happy they're here. I actually hope the Democrat nominee will come. I hope Republican nominees will go to states that we're not going to win, because as it stands now, there are only 10 states that they need to bother to campaign in. All the rest of them are going to go red or blue. But this state ain't in doubt in 2020.
But let me just get, as a political observer of South Carolina politics, let me get your take on how it looks. When you look at the latest Real Clear Politics for these Democratic candidates, and they're going into a very, a lot could change over the next two nights, because some people may drop out of this thing forever and some people may really do well in these debates and prove themselves to be players. But Joe Biden's at 41% in South Carolina, Sanders at 13, Elizabeth Warren at 12, Buttigieg at 8.5, Harris at 8, Cory Booker, who's really trying to, sort of get into this race, is at 4.5% there. Why is Joe Biden so popular, do you think, with Democrats in South Carolina?
They know him. He actually, if memory serves me, eulogized Strom Thurmond. I think Lindsey Graham tells a hilarious story about Joe Biden. I mean, he gets along, got along with Fitzhollings. He's popular. I think Democrats in South Carolina are smart enough to factor in electability, and they think that he may be more electable than some of the other names you called. But he's a familiar face. He's been to the state a lot, whereas the mayor and some of the others, this may be their first visit. I don't see anybody catching Joe Biden, but a traditional Democrat nominee is not going to win in South Carolina. It would require a non-traditional nominee, someone like Tulsi Gabbard, who is non-traditional, but I don't think a non-traditional nominee is going to be their nominee. So that's the dilemma they have.
Right.
Biden, people know him. He's been around a long time. He eulogized Strom Thurmond. I think he's going to probably win South Carolina on their side, but I'm not an expert on Democrat politics.
We'll have to, next time you'll have to tell us Lindsey Graham's funny story. We'll stick around for that. Dre Gowdy, thank you very much.
It's NC-17. I can't do it.
Okay. Maybe offline. Thank you, sir. Good to see you tonight.
Ma'am. Thank you.